I'll stay back here by the fire with a few mateys. We'll distract those silly beasts' attention. Then Slitty and the rest will build the brush up again the gates, douse it with tar and oil, blow on the smouldering tow till it flames, and goodbye, Abbey Gates.
The fat prince performed a little dance of delight.
This is good, yeah? Captain, I go with them. I make a good freebooter. Let me carry the rope. I'll set fire to the gates. I like playing with fire.
Plug tweaked the fat prince's nose fondly.
Right you are, matey. We'll make a freebooter of ya.
Captain, will you move away from the fire, sir?
Plug growled distractedly at Grubbage, who was behind him.
What have you been told about interrupting you, Captain?
Grubbage shrugged.
I don't know about a tin cup for flapping, but your tails just fell off with the heat.
Plug rasped out the side of his mouth.
Scrammy, stick it back on quick. Now then, Grubbage, me old darling, come round here where I can see you.
The deaf steer's wrath knew what was coming. Plug forced him to bend over by placing the flat of his battle axe on Grubbage's neck, then winked at Blad.
Let's see you lend him a good kick, me old royal mate.
Blad obliged willingly. Grubbage staggered a pace or two, then turned with a grin to his captain.
Bless him, Captain, but he's got some kicking to do afore he's as good a booter as you.
From the battlements, Chirk's keen eyes watched the activity around the fire. Without taking her eyes from the scene, the otter maid called out.
Is that oatmeal still hot, Triss?
The squirrel maid did not bother testing it.
Aye, there's still a bubble or two popping on it, and you can feel the heat from this iron cauldron a good paw length away. Anything going on up there, Chirk?
Looks like they're starting to make their move.
Fomal popped up alongside Chirk, squinting hard.
Brr, I don't see nothing except some vermin's a-dancing roundy flames, marm.
Triss came up to watch as Chirk pointed them out.
They're fanning out two ways and circling in toward our gates. See, there they go now, laying low and crawling through the grass and heather.
Triss followed the direction of Chirk's paw.
Ah, I see them now. Hey, Shog, Prince Blad Fatbelly is with them, though I don't see Curder or any rat guards.
Shog was helping Skipper and Kruver place the carrying poles through the cauldron handle.
Let's take care of this lot first, Trissy. Then we'll worry about the others. You still keeping watch down there, Father Abbot? Tell us when the time's right.
Abbot Apodemus was down behind the main gates with Malman and Curriculus, peering through a gap by a lower hinge.
I see them now, friend, but they've still got a way to come. We'll let you know when they arrive.